This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, we have a best of three now in both the Eastern and Western Conference Championship Series. We'll have the latest as the Rockets and T-Birds battle to the end of the West, Pats and Hurricanes in the East. The WHL Scholastic Player of the Year Award nominee, Brian King of the Everett Silvertips, had quite the year off the ice. We'll explain and hear from him later. And we continue our sneak peek ahead of the WHL Bantam Draft. We'll talk to one of the top prospects coming out of Saskatchewan. He is forward Josh Piller, and he'll be our guest. The Western Conference Championship Series will go down to the wire between the Seattle Thunderbirds and the Kelowna Rockets. The top two teams down the stretch in the regular season will see the series go at least six games after splits on home ice to get it started. The Rockets continue to get great scoring depth from the likes of Reed Gardner, Nick Merkley, Dylan Dubé, and Cole Lind. Well, the T-Birds have been backstopped by one of the biggest rising stars so far in the 2017 playoffs, 16-year-old goaltender Karl Stankowski. The T-Birds are trying to get back to the WHL Championship Series in back-to-back years, while the Kelowna Rockets last played and won the title in 2015.
The quest for the Ed Chenault Cup. This is the WHL This Week. Playoff edition.
In the Eastern Conference Championship Series, the Regina Pats and Lethbridge Hurricanes split the first four games, each winning once at home and once on the road. Pats head coach and GM John Paddock says both teams have taken turns.
It's a grind. It's a real grind. It's a real hard-fought series. You know, we've alternated games like that. So to me, that's the biggest thing. We just raised our level of compete.
The Pats regaining home ice advantage after a 6-2 win in Game 4 in Lethbridge. But Paddock doesn't put much stock in that.
It sounds good, and it is good, I guess, and stuff, because you'd rather have your people behind you. But both our teams have shown in the playoffs that we're above 500 on the road. I'm sure they were above 500 on the road during the season. I know we were. So I think it seems like such an evenly matched, hard-played games. Like, I, you know, in the end, I don't know what's going to make a difference.
Pats forward and playoff leading scorer Sam Steele.
They've played us really hard the first few games, and you know, big credit to them. It's been a great series so far.
Lethbridge Hurricanes head coach Brent Kissio will prepare his team to go at least six games.
We'll get reset, but like I said, it's the best of three. So it's the best of three. We would have took this at the start of the year, and we're pretty excited for the opportunity we have to bring this back home.
And the Hurricanes really no strangers to being in a tight situation.
We've been there before. Like we're in the exact same spot against Medicine Hat. We're in a worse spot versus Red Deer, so it's nothing we haven't seen before.
Hurricanes captain Tyler Wong.
Well, we're not worried. We're not unconfident. We're not scared. We know that we can beat these guys. We know that they have skilled individuals, but we also know that we are a better team. We work together. We play well as a group, and that's the biggest thing in the playoffs is you need a group that all buys in.
Pats try to advance to the WHL Championship Series for the first time since 1984. The Lethbridge Hurricanes last played for the Ed Chenault Cup in 2008.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Everett Silvertips 16-year-old forward Brian King and Prince Albert Raiders forward Adam Kadlec are the two nominees for the WHL's Darryl K. Doc Seaman Memorial Trophy for the WHL Scholastic Player of the Year. For King, his list of off-ice accolades is a long one. He posted a 4.0 GPA while taking difficult courses such as English, calculus, and physics. He qualified for membership in the National Honor Society this year and posted a 1490 on the new SAT exam. King is a leading candidate to become the valedictorian of Everett High School and also spends time providing tutoring to his teammates. I spoke with Brian this week. How do you get it done at the age of 16 to get all this here on your plate?
Yeah, you know, it's been very tough, obviously, having to balance my academics and my athletics, but I've got a ton of support here in Everett. The Silvertips have been great. They provide tutoring sessions and make sure we're keeping up with all our work on the road. And then along with the school, you know, our school counselors, our teachers, they're great communicating with us, making sure we're getting done with what we need to do. So they've been a great help and are really a big part of what I've accomplished here so far.
Yeah, Brian, I imagine it's pretty tough to not only, you know, leave your hometown of Golden, Colorado, but come to the Western Hockey League, be 16 years of age, and be able to pull this off here. Was it what you expected? Was it more? Could you handle everything? How was the balance?
Yeah, of course, coming up playing in the CHL is a big difference from what I was used to in Colorado, but obviously having all my teammates there around me and everything is really, I really feel I've developed as a player and look to continue that into the future. And then along with balancing my academics there, I always knew I value education, so it was something important to me. So being able to handle both of those was it was pretty tough, especially the first little bit there, but I was able to kind of adapt to that and eventually really get a handle on it, and it's been good so far, and I'm looking to keep pushing forward here.
Now, I'm Canadian, so I've never written an SAT exam, but you scoring a 1490 out of 1600, that tells me that's a pretty good score here. So obviously you're a bright kid.
I guess you could say that, but yeah, a lot of it just comes down to getting my work done and kind of making sure I know what's going on in school.
You'll be up against Adam Kadlec of the Prince Albert Raiders, also an American who is the Eastern Conference nominee for the Darryl K. Doc Seaman Memorial Trophy Award. I want to ask you about something that's pretty cool here. I've never heard of this, a WHL player being up to be a valedictorian, and that is for the Everett High School. So I know you're in the running right now. What's the latest on that?
Yeah, you know, I just got to keep doing what I'm doing, keep up my work in school right now. But just keeping up, balancing my school along with the hockey has been something I've been working on. A big part of that is just keeping up with my time management, just getting my work done, not letting it crowd up on me when I go on road trips, just making sure I'm getting things done before I go, talking to my teachers. And that's been a big part of why I've been able to do what I've done so far. So I'm just looking to keep going forward to the end of the year and hopefully be up there with that valedictorian.
I'm also told that you also help your teammates out on the road or back in Everett here, helping them with some tutoring and helping them out with their courses. You must be a pretty valuable guy to have around.
Yeah, you know, I look to help my teammates out however I can. I know they help me on the ice, so I can help them off too. You know, we're a team, so we're a family. It's what we all got to do to help each other whatever ways we can.
Great stuff, Brian. Hey, great to catch up with you, talk to you about your potential award here for WHL Scholastic Player of the Year at the award ceremony in Calgary. Great resume you put together at the age of 16 there in Everett. Best of luck, and thanks for being a guest here on WHL This Week.
Thank you.
You're listening to the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Forward Josh Piller could be the top pick out of Saskatchewan at the WHL Bantam Draft set for Calgary on Thursday. We continue our look at some of the top Bantam prospects ahead of the event. Plays of the Sask Valley Vipers, that's a team based between Warman and Martinsville, just outside of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Josh with his Vipers had a great season, one of the top scorers. You went all the way to the Western Canadian Bantam Championship Final before losing Josh this season to Burnaby Winter Club. But hey, great season for you. How did you feel out there in the ice?
I thought I had kind of a slow start to the first half of the season with an injury, and then the second half was a lot better. I started scoring a lot more, and our team started rolling. And then we got all the way to the provincial final, and then we played in Westerns and got a silver medal, and that was awesome. We did really good.
Looks like you saved your best for the playoffs there, Josh, because you played 10 playoff games. You had 19 points in that stretch.
Yeah, I started doing a lot better in the playoffs. I don't know what happened. Our team started doing a lot better, and we started moving the puck good, and then everybody ended up playing a lot better.
Josh, what kind of player are you for scouts out there that have watched you and potential fans of the WHL expecting your name to be called in the first round there next week? What kind of player are you?
I like to play with a lot of speed. I'm a good 200-foot centerman. I can make some good plays, and I think my hands give me a lot of opportunity.
Josh, there's always players that you know, that kids look up to and want to be like or model their game after, so who comes to mind for you?
Pavel Datsyuk comes to mind because he's a very good 200-foot centerman. He can make plays and has amazing hands.
Now, there's word is you're one of the top prospects in Saskatchewan, if not the top prospect heading into the WHL Bantam Draft. When I say something like that, how does that make you feel? That's got to be a sense of pride for you.
Yeah, that gets me very excited. To go in the WHL draft has always been a goal of mine, and to get drafted in the first round would be even better.
Josh, you're close by to the Saskatoon Blades there, growing up in Warman. There's five Saskatchewan-based WHL teams, so I know you know a little bit about that. But what do you know about the league itself and what it has to offer for you?
I know the league is very good for development and their scholarship programs. You've icing on the cake, and lots of good players have come from the WHL.
Josh, draft day coming up here on Thursday. What's draft day going to be for you? What's the plans? Do you have any plans there for the day?
I think I'm just going to be sitting with my family. Very excited to watch the draft and just to see where everybody goes.
All right, Josh, well, I know that you had a great season here. Now you play the waiting game to see where you go here. Best of luck to you on draft day, and hope to see you in the WHL soon, okay?
Thank you very much.
Hey, and that's the show. Want to say thanks to our guests, Brian King and Josh Piller. Next week, a recap of the WHL Bantam Draft and awards ceremony set for Calgary Wednesday and Thursday. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.